Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, making it dry and pleasant on this Friday. We're also enjoying a good amount of sunshine thanks to that high pressure center, especially from I-90 and points north. Some high clouds will mix in from time to time. However, temperatures should not have a problem reaching into the lower to mid 40s for afternoon highs. Clear skies this evening, giving way to increasing clouds tonight as a storm system in the southeast works its way off the mid-Atlantic coast. With the thickening clouds, temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s, and there is the slight chance of some rain or mixed precipitation in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England by sunrise. During the day on Saturday, as that storm system makes its closest approach, skies will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers from I-90 south and partly sunny to the north of I-90 with highs averaging near 40 to start the weekend. A new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday with dry weather and mostly sunny skies. It'll be a bit breezy and a bit cooler, but for this time of year, still pleasantly cool with highs in the middle and upper 30s. On Monday, a new storm will evolve out of the middle of the country and head in our direction. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and highs will stay in the 20s. Snow will break out ahead of this system during Monday evening, and overnight, the snow will become steady. If the storm system maintains the current track, it looks like the snow will persist into the day on Tuesday before changing to mixed precipitation and rain by Tuesday afternoon as the system moves through, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Behind that system, temperatures will be in the mid-30s with a few leftover snow showers on Wednesday before drying it out and cooling it down on Thursday with highs around 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a robust storm system moving through the southeast will continue into the mid-Atlantic today and off the northeast coast tomorrow. Widespread rain, locally heavy at times, will accompany this system, but its quick movement should keep the flash flood threat at a marginal level. Upper-level ridging builds back in behind this system, which will keep temperatures above average all the way from the northern high plains to the east coast into the weekend, with afternoon highs 20 to 30 degrees above normal, especially for the central states. Due to the warmth, any precipitation associated with this system will be in the form of rain, with the exception of some light snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes. Meanwhile, out west, a weakening upper system just off the northwest coast will continue to produce rain and mountain snow across the Pacific Northwest today. At the same time, a stronger storm will make its way toward the coast and begin spreading new precipitation into California and parts of the Pacific Northwest by the weekend. Heavy snow accumulations are possible in the higher terrain of Northern California and the Sierra Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs of right around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight with light rain or some freezing rain before sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Thickening clouds tonight with some light rain or freezing rain before sunrise in the Catskills and lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Thickening clouds tonight with light rain or some freezing rain before sunrise and lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light showers likely, especially south of I-90, partly sunny to the north, highs averaging around 40. Mostly sunny, breezy Sunday, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Monday in the upper 20s. A good chance of snow Monday night and Tuesday morning. Perhaps some snow or rain showers Tuesday afternoon, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a few snow showers Wednesday, mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds around 30 degrees for next Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.